The idea of a later starting time for school, it's been contemplated for quite a while. Growing number of schools this year have finally put the idea into action. Ridgewood, New Jersey School District being one of them. It's obviously too early to see what, if any, impact this will have. Hopes about this later start policy are known through a report that was presented this past week to the Ridgewood Board of Education. Took a look at the results of a district survey they did back in May to parents, students, teachers, members of the community looking for input about the proposed move of high school start time. They wanted to go from 7:45 in the morning to 8:30 in the morning, something California has done. They introduced a statewide mandate this fall, start high school classes no earlier than 8:30 a.m., and middle school no earlier than 8. Something New Jersey has also done, introducing a similar bill. Only a few districts so far have adopted a later starting time. Ridgewood, as I mentioned, Tenafly, Princeton, South Orange, Maplewood. Looking at this report, though, some of the results they found asking students, teachers, parents, and others. Students were most in favor of a later start time, but a majority, 79 to 90% of all participants in the survey, said the current end time of school is ideal or works well. 60% of students said their school start time is too early. I'm sure they do say that. And 79% said the end time works perfect. Don't change that. 86% of parents or guardians said the current elementary school start time, that's perfect, works well for the family. 90% said the same about the current end time for elementary schools. High school parents, high school guardians, pretty much split 50-50, saying the current high school start time is perfect, works well for the family. 50% saying too early, and they would like the start time to be later. 88% said the current end time, that is perfect. Don't be touching that. 86% of staff members said their school start time is perfect. 83% also said the same for the end time. Half of the parents, guardians, said that they were uncomfortable or very uncomfortable with a reduction in instructional minutes to accommodate a later start time. 23% of staff said the same for that. 67% of staff said they were concerned with the timing of school athletics or after-school co-curricular activities. 44% of parents, 39% of students said the same about that one. It's not exactly a priority. 60% of staff said they were concerned with students' ability to take advantage of extra help from teachers. That compares with 39% of parents and guardians and 19% of students, which I guess clues us in that teachers are willing to give extra help, but the students are really looking for it. It's only 19%. 81% of students said they thought a later start time would positively affect their motivation. I'm sure it does. A little extra an hour sleep would do that to you in creativity. Only 42% of staff, 66% of parents agree with that idea. 91% of students said they believed a later start time would affect their energy level in a positive way. That compares with 55% of staff, 70% of parents and guardians. Let's see here. 81% of students said a later start time would positively affect their general health and well-being. Again, getting back to that extra hour sleep, compared to 29% of staff saying that, 56% of parents and guardians. And one more here. 69% of students said a later start time would positively affect their getting to school on time. 18% of staff, 9% of parents went along with that. Some people, too, want to see a better breakdown of these numbers, more so by grade level, as opposed to elementary, middle, high schools. Came across a study. This was from De Montfort University. They're in the UK. They found that kids are losing up to an hour of sleep each night. Why? Social media activity. They're either staying up late on it or their phone sounds off with a notification. They wake up and they get involved, responding, going back and forth, whatever the notification was about. When you think about that, too, many sleep professionals say that a school-age kid, depending on the specific age, should get somewhere between 9 to 10 hours of sleep per night. And this all made me think back to a former coworker who every morning had to call home to make sure her kid was up and ready to go to school to catch the bus. The kid was 17. You would kind of think at that point in life, you sort of had the responsibility ingrained to be able to get up to be someplace on time? I mean, what's next in something like that? Calling your 25-year-old kid to make sure they're up and getting to their job on time?